This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Obviously, the big news is the Cubs, always the Cubs. It's Cubs season, and they've got to be looking for a pitcher. They need pitching help, but in the interim, they had a game last night in San Diego, and you got to preface it by saying the Padres awful good at home, and of course when they came to Chicago they had not lost a game at that point in the season, and the Cubs got a couple, but last night was one of those games where you thought they had control of the game. First of all, you're battling right that game because it starts so bloody late, 8:40, but they I thought J-Mo pitched really well. I thought they had a really good game, and then all of a sudden boom goes the dynamite, and the bullpen kind of melted down again, and the Padres are just good. They hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Padres are red hot right now, and this is a little bit of a test for the Cubs to see what baseball is like at that upper level of the National League, and you've got to be on your game every single night and every single inning, and so you've got that 3-1 lead, and you feel like you're building off the momentum of what happened in L.A., and then, like you said, boom goes the dynamite. You just can't close the door. Fernando Tatis continues to be a problem for everybody. And, you've got to find a way to
Sox
get up.
Mainly for Sox fans who suffer from what could have been. Oh, my God, that guy is so good. He homered twice, and he scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch. Padres now 11-0 at home.
Yeah.
Give me the yo.
Yeah.
I mean, right? If you're throwing the bones, that one pays the 11.
Yeah. There it is. Yo, 11.
That's right.
We know where to go with that. But you've got to find reliable bullpen help if you're the Cubs.
Yes.
You've got to figure out a way to get through those late innings with some form of comfort.
Yeah, and I think the problem is, you know, you can't burn out the bullpen early in the season. So you got some guys that you couldn't use last night, and so the guys you were forced to lose. I thought that Brad Keller did fine, but then, you know, you start rolling out a couple guys who you look at and you think, is there nothing better in Iowa than this? And it's an awful way to feel about them. But, I mean, we've known they've had these issues. The bullpen is kind of a living, breathing organism. It just kind of evolves and changes as the year goes on, and you got to keep that in mind. And like I said, you know, it's just a pity because they were in that game for a long time, right up to the point where they were just getting blown out.
Yeah, and if you're looking for positives, you see PCA staying hot. You see Michael Bush still hitting the baseball pretty hard. And so you hope that those are two young building block pieces that continue to evolve and grow into the big-time players that they can be, and then you just got to get back up and play again tonight against a team that doesn't lose at home.
Totally agree with that. I think, Dan, that when we talk about when we're judging the Cubs, I understand everybody is worked up about the bullpen. The offense has been pretty good this year. I don't know how to feel about some of these big blowout wins.
I, yeah.
I think that there should be some statistic that, like, once you've kind of won the game, you don't get credit for all those kind of Sammy Sosa homers at the end that don't really amount to much. They scored a lot of runs late, and you know,
you're going to LA and against position players in the eighth inning.
But that it's good to see them hitting. The bullpen is obviously a problem. The problem yesterday, which I wasn't expecting, is their defense let them down. I mean, they had like the one ball that dropped in front of Ian Happ. You got three guys running out there. Who's like, isn't Happ as the outfielder? Isn't he supposed, I got it. And instead, they all just kind of look at each other and the ball falls at their feet. That was crazy.
You've got two guys that are proven fielders in Swanson and Happ. And there's just a little disconnect there.
Yeah, it was weird.
And that's the type of thing when you're playing really good teams, you leave that door open a crack, they'll kick it open.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happened. You go from 3-1 to losing 10-4. And you got to get short up defensively.
Yeah. No, and I mean, you know, Michael Bush, as you mentioned, he had a good game, but there was one behind the base. He's kind of playing the line. The ball goes into his glove, and he can't hang on to it. And, you know, just little things like that. I thought Swanson, there was another play where the ball kind of went it almost went over second base, but he wasn't far from it. He didn't. There just were moments in that game where they didn't really have their sharp defense, which you come to expect from them.
As somebody who spends the next 4 months coaching youth baseball, I'm used to the anxiety of just make it out. You know, get us out of this inning already. Let's get back in here and hit again. And so, like, you've got to be able to make the plays when they're there for you, particularly against really good teams. And look, it's April 15th, and so it's like you don't want to overreact, but from the outset, you felt like the Cubs coming into the season were a good baseball team.
Yes.
You didn't know if they were great.
Yes.
And so now when you're playing these teams that you expect to be contending for the pennant in October, you've got to find a way to rise up and meet those moments. And you know, look.
And they just did it, right? They won two or three in L.A. That was great to see.
Yeah.
But it's just that first game against the Padres, I don't know. I think all year long they've kind of been in this mode where – if something goes wrong, they come back the next day and they're right back where they were. And I think that it was just disappointing to see them lose last night.
Yeah, and you'll see if they can test that resilience again tonight and get through this stretch here. And again, like
good team though, the Padres.
Yeah, man, they're red hot right now, and so you just got to weather that.
Good
sometimes.
Pitcher.
Yeah,
it was rough. They just kind of ran into a buzzsaw, I think, as much as anything else. I wouldn't give it too much thought. If I'm a Cub fan, I wouldn't panic about it. You got enough to panic about with Steele,
yeah, for
and
sure.
Him being out for the year. So limit your amount of panic.
And where's the answer coming from with the replacement of Justin Steele?
That's a great question. And I think that the problem is that you've got to sort of maintain where you're at until you know if people are being traded or not.
Right.
You know, you look at the Marlins, they right now have a winning record.
Yeah.
So
There's no sale yet.
No. Yeah, wait. You got to hope for these teams to start living up to the expectation, and you gotta wait and see what happens. But you're right. The thing about the Padres, like when you look at them, man, they really got frontline talent, and they're still in their window. But you just wonder how long the season will be. It doesn't feel like the Dodgers are almost like injury proof. I know their pitching is down now, but those guys are coming back and they can hold on because they got so many stars.
Right.
The Padres, this is their frontline talent. And when that goes off or when that goes, that starts getting hurt, there's not really a bounce back anticipated from them.
Right, and that's why you got to take advantage of the hot streaks that you go on. Sure. Jason Hayward, by the way, last night with a big hit there up the middle.
Can you believe Jason Hayward is still toiling away? Isn't that something?
It is, yeah, particularly with the struggles he's had, right?
Oh, my God.
This guy was supposed to be much better than he's been, but he's hanging on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So funny, because when they signed him, he was like the star. He was the guy they were going to build the Cardinals around. You got him here, and he was no damn good.
Right.
And as Dustin said, it was always like whether he could get the ball out of the infield. And now he's, you know, somehow managed. He's a great defensive player. He's a, you know, just a very elegant athlete as you look at the way he can move and the things he can do, but just never really showed the power that body projects.
That's
right?
It. And like I would always say when he was playing here in Chicago, that he'd take these swings and he'd make contact, and you're like, that's going to go 500 feet. And
oh,
it's like
I know.
A 300-foot flyout.
It's
and you're like, why did that ball not go farther?
Yeah,
I mean, the swing's hard. He's a giant man, and it never generated anything.
Yeah, it was crazy. But, I mean, he's still toiling at it. I mean, you know, you look around at the kind of the ex-Cubs, you could argue that he's had as good a career as any of them off of the great team, the slump beating team, the World Series champions.
It's a long way back now, which is crazy. Like, they were getting closer and closer to 10 years removed from that World Series, and you're just like, man, that went quick, right? Like,
that was
supposed to be a window that was open for a long time, and it didn't stay open, and here we are.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.